We've seen this pandemic really upend education, really from K through 12 through college. That even includes law schools and other professional schools. And right now, more than one third of states plan to have their bar exam online, and that's a lot of issues in terms of tech issues, security issues. To get the latest, we welcome Sam Skolnick, Bloomberg Law senior reporter. So, Sam, if I take my bar exam online, how comfortable can I feel about the security of all of that?
Hi, guys. So not very. Long story short is there have been a whole number of issues that have been raised as the number of, as you mentioned, about a third of the states, including most of the biggest states in the country, like New York, California, are preparing for these online bar exams in early October. What's happened is they're looking at what's already occurred in a number of smaller states, sort of one-off states, Michigan, Indiana, Nevada, Louisiana, that have already tried their own individual online bar exams, and that each of which has encountered technical issues, in some cases that they've decided to scrap the online exam or delay it out of fear that it's not going to go off properly. And so what's happening is as October draws closer, you have upwards of like 30,000 folks, many more who are looking to potentially swamp these same vendors' systems, the same software systems, at the same time, and concerns are that if they're just not going to go off as hoped for. The state administrators claim that they're working diligently with the vendors to fix these glitches, these software bugs, and that things will go off well. Another issue that you raised are privacy concerns. The deal is that the way that these online, the way state administrators hope to prevent cheating is to gain access to webcams, to test takers' laptop computers and webcams, to basically monitor them either through human, what are called remote proctors, or they actually have AI software to look at them that monitors them throughout the course of the test. And if they're flagged for certain activities, if their head glances too far to the right or left, or if a pet enters the room, or if they have to stand up suddenly, these things are flagged, and then these actions are reviewed after.
Okay.
And they said, yeah.
I mean, the dog enters the room and that puts the exam at risk. Is that true?
It is. It is, right. And look, what you're having is this goes to a broader issue, which is the notion that a lot of these test takers, they're exiting law school, not necessarily with big law firm jobs lined up, but many of them are public interest lawyer types. They have tens of thousands of dollars of debt. They already have grave concerns about passing the bar in the first place, even in a non-pandemic
Yeah.
year.
I mean, what's
And
that
right now,
percentage? Do you know that percentage of how many usually pass the bar?
It really varies state by state. So some states like California, I believe, others like, I think also New York, maybe even like North Carolina, the percentage is lower, less than 50%.
Yeah.
But in many other states it's higher,
Yeah.
but now you have all these additional stresses
Yeah, that's why
that are.
Paul, that's why I bombed the GMATs as Vet Bill walked in the room and that was
Exactly.
the end of it.
So, Sam, I mean, the issue here, I mean, this is a state by state type of thing. There is no federal kind of testing like the SAT, for example, is there? It's really a state by state issue.
It really is. And so you're having, what some folks told me is really chaos if you look at it at a sort of a 20,000-foot level. What each state is doing, many states, they're doing things that are different than others. And what you had in late July were even graver concerns when many of the smaller states, almost half of the states, 23 of them, demanded that folks who wanted to take the bar do it in person, meaning they went into these huge exam rooms, as is traditionally done. There were some social distancing measures put in place, like folks had to wear masks typically. They were spaced farther apart, but there were huge concerns, especially from folks who were immunocompromised or who were, regularly who had kids at home or elderly parents who wanted to visit after. They're concerned about contracting COVID-19 simply by going and trying to get licensed as an attorney. Initially when folks with these other states like New York, California were told, hey, we're doing it online, they were thrilled. It was a relief. But now that all these other issues have come up, it's caused again stresses to to cut rush to the four.
Oh, thanks.
The other thing, yeah.
Well, we're going to have to leave it there. I'm so sorry, Sam. Thank you so much. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. Sam Skolnick there on the bar exam, which sounds like it's really, really hard.
Like, yeah, it's less than 50%. I don't like those odds.
Yeah, I think it's like, ooh.